Just with the schedule today, would be like our normal Wednesday, a little bit different because it's a little bit of a shorter time frame from the Monday night game, so our practice time was reduced some, and we'll just pay attention to that as we go throughout the week. Any questions?
I know I remember talking with you about when about Coach Trestman. You guys had like an interesting journey to get here, and you know it seems like he's really doing a good job. Just talk about your relationship with him.
You know, he's someone that I've had the good fortune for knowing. Man, ever since I got hired into the NFL in 97 is when I first met Mark. He's had a ton of experience in football, both at the college and pro level and obviously at the CFL level. He worked with us a year and, you know, is I'm really happy that, you know, he's gotten an opportunity. He's someone that's very sharp. He's a proven winner. You saw that as a head coach up in the CFL. He's someone that's got very, very good thoughts offensively, and yet just as important or more importantly at leading the staff, and he's done a great job to start. There's a couple guys there. You know, Aaron Cromer's there, another guy that was here with us for a bit of time and did a real good job. We were at college together, so those guys have done real well.
How about Jermon Boatwright? Have you taken a peek at him?
Seen some film. He's doing good, you know. And again, you know, he was a guy that certainly was an important part of what we were able to accomplish here. So, but he's doing well.
As far as you guys, you've been able to create a lot of turnovers. I mean, I know you can say you put an emphasis on it, and every team does. But what's kind of really going right with you guys being able to pick up key turnovers? And really, you guys have been able to turn a lot of those recently into coming back right back down and scoring touchdowns. Big swing.
Well, the game we just played was our best game in regards to the turnover ratio. And the team we're playing is tops in the league at taking the ball away, and they too offensively have capitalized. So it's not a new formula, and yet every year it's a telling statistic, and it will be in this game as well.
You had a lot of success on the ground against the Dolphins, but again, didn't seem to have any effect on the result overall. Just where do you feel right now?
We just, you know, it's much like I said after the game. You know, we feel like it's going to be important to what we do. In the last two games, it's been important in closing out games. You know, from a time of possession standpoint, we're up at the top right now of understanding and how important the fourth quarter becomes in finishing. But certainly something that we feel like is important and continue to work on.
How's Charles Brown doing for you guys?
He's doing well. He played one of his better games last week.
What kind of impact has Trestman made with Cutler this year?
Well, you know, I would say this. Number one, he looks very comfortable with their system. You know, you measure a quarterback by wins and losses and leading his team and scoring points, and he's done all of that. He's got great arm strength. He's got a very good command of what they're doing, and you know, they're playing a very good complementary game right now, both offensively and defensively.
Has he made any changes, though, to his style, like pocket awareness or how to get rid of the ball?
You would have to ask him in the conference call.
Can you explain the philosophy behind the don't eat the cheese?
Yeah, it's just avoiding the noise of the media, you know? It's just, and I said it last week, our game's covered more and more than it ever has been, and that's a good thing. But, you know, we try to focus each week on the task at hand and compartmentalize as best we can. So it's a pretty old message.
Does the cheese work better than the mousetraps?
What's that?
Does the cheese work better than the mousetraps that you used to pull out?
It's a whole different message. Two different messages, the mousetraps. Next question.
As far as Chicago's defense, what have you been seeing from them? Usually they're a pretty stout group.
Well, what they do well is run well. They tackle extremely well. They understand what they're doing defensively, and they separate the runners and the receivers and anyone who has a ball near them. They do a great job of forcing fumbles and getting their hands on balls. They lead the league right now. They forced 12 fumbles in four games. That's an average of three a game. Tillman's as good as there has been in our game at forcing fumbles. He's got 40 right now in his career. And he's just
have to know all those stats right off the top of your head.
They're exceptional at it. It's not by accident. They run well. You know, and they've got the right players, Briggs, and I could go on, but they really play very good team defense, and they have there for a long time. So that's nothing new. So that, you know, it creates a challenge.
Is it a surprise that they can carry it over from coordinator to coordinator, though? I mean, they've changed everything this year that way.
Well, it's number one, it's a credit to the coaches who had them. It's a credit certainly to the staff that's in and the players that are, the system has been very similar. So, you know, when you're operating like they are, you're getting a combination of all of those things that are going well.